Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We're on the air because truth matters. Your host for the program is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. Have you ever considered the beauty and wonder of butterflies? How did these extraordinary creatures come into being? Are they products of a blind, undirected process, or were they designed by an intelligent cause? Well, today, Hank welcomes intelligent design theorist Dr. Paul Nelson back to the broadcast to discuss Illustra Media's latest documentary film, Metamorphosis: The Beauty and Design of Butterflies. Today's Bible Answer Man is a rebroadcast of a recorded program. Now, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And before we go to Dr. Paul Nelson, I want to say just a couple of things about Darwin's tree of life. Because according to this tree of life, humans and butterflies share a common ancestor. The tree of life, of course, is just an illustration. It's an illustration that appears in The Origin of Species to persuade the faithful that all species are, as Darwin put it, lineal descendants of some few beings that lived long before the first bed of the Cambrian system was deposited. At the root of Darwin's tree of life are a handful of organic building blocks. At the tips of the budding branches are all the modern species. And so the tree of life has become an icon, but not just an icon. It's become the principal icon of evolution. For multitudes, this icon has indeed become the argument. The mere mention of it invokes devotees to bow deeply at the twin altars of common descent and natural selection. But the tree of life is incorrect. In the geological period designated Cambrian, the highest orders in the biological hierarchy appear suddenly and fully formed. Even Oxford zoologist Richard Dawkins acknowledged that. He said, it's as though the fossils were planted there without any evolutionary history. And that is precisely the case. Darwin's tree of life is not only uprooted by the Cambrian explosion, but the fossil record in general shows no evidence of the origin of species by means of common descent and natural selection. And of course, as science advances, it has brought to light an unanticipated Lilliputian world of enormous complexity that requires the evolutionist to take a huge leap of faith. The science of statistical probability alone demonstrates that chance, operating in concert with undirected processes, even given millions of years, can no more create the compound eyes of a butterfly than it could create butterfly wings. And no one understands that better than my guest, Dr. Paul Nelson. He received his PhD from the University of Chicago in philosophy. He is a philosopher of biology specializing in developmental biology. And he's currently a fellow of the Discovery Institute, an adjunct professor in the MA program in science and religion at Biola University. And then his articles have appeared in the Christian Research Journal and in peer-reviewed journals such as Biology and Philosophy and Zygon, and it is just a pleasure to have him on the broadcast today.
Thank you very much, Hank, for having me on.
Dr. Nelson, you did some extraordinary things in Metamorphosis, and we talked about this right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. As we talked about the metamorphosis of butterflies, in case people did not hear that broadcast, give us just an overview of what metamorphosis entails and why metamorphosis cannot possibly be explained by the evolutionary paradigm.
Well, the film, which is maybe 4 minutes longer than an hour, so you can sit it and watch it easily within the space of a regular television program, introduces the viewer to the miracle of butterflies. Monarchs take center stage, but in fact, during the film, you'll see several different species of butterflies doing things like laying eggs, finding their host plants, forming their chrysalis, emerging from the chrysalis, and so forth. So there's a great deal of really exquisite natural beauty on display and some really fine cinematography. But the storyline of the film, overarching theme, takes the viewer from the laying of the egg through the full life cycle and then into monarch migration, which is by itself a miracle of really astounding proportions. And then at the end asks the question, how could all of this have come to be? So within the space of a little more than an hour, you're introduced to butterflies, shown many of their features. In particular, I think the most interesting aspect of the film is its discussion of what happens during this mysterious chrysalis stage. And then, as I said, the question is asked, how did all this come to be? Could it have arisen by an undirected evolutionary process? And using the logic of natural selection itself, which is a real process, we have examples of it in nature, we show that natural selection places evidential demands on scientists that if they're not met, that scientists then cannot use natural selection as a process to explain something like the origin of metamorphosis. So we try to be very rigorous and diligent evolutionary biologists, in a sense, in using the theory of natural selection carefully and not wielding it like a magic wand, if you will. So I'm very proud of the film, and it does things, as I said last time, that have never been done before in terms of visualizing events in the life history of a butterfly. And I think it pays great respect to the exquisite biology of these creatures. I can tell you that 18 months ago when I started working on the film, I had no idea just how amazing butterflies were. I have to say I probably took them for granted. Well, I don't do that anymore.
And I can say the exact same thing. I mentioned this last week, but when my staff told me about Metamorphosis, the beauty and design of butterflies, they'd seen the DVD, and they were over the top with it. When they told me about it, I thought, butterflies, yeah, Metamorphosis, it's all exquisite and so forth, but I can hardly imagine being over the top on this myself. Well, I watched the DVD, and I was over the top, and that's precisely why I asked our staff to make this our offer for people that support the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. Illustrious Media, who produced this DVD, outdid themselves. Metamorphosis, the Beauty and Design of Butterflies, is available right now. In fact, you can order it via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can go to the World Wide Web and order online at equip.org, or just pick up the phone, talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000-CRI. And this is so spectacular that you may want to order multiple copies for family members and friends. It is a DVD that we might say converts without preaching. You see the mystery, the majesty of the metamorphosis of a butterfly, and you know intuitively that there is a divine creator. I've called this ultimate proof for the existence of a divine creator, so I now am over the top on this as well. And this is something, Paul, I think people have to just see to believe.
I think so. You know, one place where I agree with Richard Dawkins, you mentioned him in the introduction, is he says many people take nature for granted, and we do. You know, we have busy lives preoccupied by this and that, and we take for granted things that if we really looked at them and really understood them should leave us in awe, should leave us breathless. And one thing I love about the film is it helps people to see things that they might pass by studying living things in detail, in particular butterflies, you discover just how intricate and marvelous they are. So just the other day, I was outside working in the yard, talking to my wife, and a monarch that's probably in the migratory generation happened to come by. And I have to tell you, sort of, I had this kind of heart skipped a beat moment, like, there he goes, or there she goes, on her way to Mexico. And I actually yelled out, "I love you." You know, beautiful orange and black, white dots flitted right by on its way, heading southwest. So I treasure that part of experience where you see something that you had taken for granted in an entirely new way, and then you don't take it for granted in the future. That's an important point, and actually it's a point where I do agree with Dawkins. I think we should not take these things for granted. And I guess my final point would be, I go from the data to the author. Unlike Dawkins, who wants to ascribe all of this ultimately to chance, I think the data, the evidence indicates that these things had an author who intended that his existence be known. So there's a signal there. There's a message there.
And the butterfly that you saw was beautiful. It's almost a gratuitous beauty, isn't it? I mean, that beauty isn't just for disguise to blend in. It is a beauty all of its own.
This is one of the most amazing aspects of the film that we uncovered during the research period, is a number of evolutionary biologists or experts on butterflies who have no theistic inclinations, no religious convictions at all. I'll give you one example. The novelist Vladimir Nabokov, who wrote the novel Lolita, no one would ever mistake him for a Christian or even a theist. But during his life, he was on the staff of Harvard University as a butterfly expert. And in his writings, he said, "The beauty and exquisite precision of butterflies surpasses what can be explained by natural selection." He said, "There's whimsy there, there's wit, there's subtlety. There are the features that one would expect from a really clever artist." So Nabokov, with no real religious motivation at all, but just as a scientist looking at the evidence, said, "What we see in butterflies defies the ability of natural selection to explain it, and it must have some other source." And it was a theme throughout his life as a working scientist, and mostly he was known to the public as a novelist, but in fact he was a first-rate scientist, and he defended this position with vigor. In fact, there's a companion book to the movie, and there are a couple of chapters in there. This is a book you can actually download off the web, dealing with this aspect of Nabokov's life. And I've seen this in other biologists. They see the beauty of butterflies as surpassing what's required for species recognition or mating or camouflage or these other functions that are certainly important. But they say there's just something more there. Gratuitous is the adjective you used, and I think that's exactly right. To my mind, the more that's there is the signature of the designer saying, "Hey, I exist. I put that there for you to see, for you to know that I exist."
Wow, metamorphosis, you have to see it to believe it. It preaches without preaching. It converts almost intuitively. I have now experienced this with family members and friends, not in the sense of conversion, but in the sense of awe and wonder of the majesty of the butterfly, in the fact that there's no question after you watch the DVD that there is a divine creator. Remember, behind every Bible Answer Man broadcast, behind every CRI resource, behind all the evidence, behind the logical arguments, lies one goal. That goal is bringing ever more people into a life transformational relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So this is not just argument for the experience of argument. This is not just an academic exercise. It is a means of changing the lives of real people for time and for eternity. It is a means of pointing people to the one who knit them together in their mother's womb. So we're asking you to partner with us through your gift of any amount to create more compelling broadcasts and resources. Why? Because truth matters. And when you do, request your copy of Illustra Media's Metamorphosis. You'll see a chrysalis, which in essence is a casket in which a caterpillar experiences ruin and resurrection. You'll see the constituent parts devolve into this mysterious molecular mixture. And then the unthinkable. Eyes that once only distinguished between light and darkness are marvelously transformed into these majestic orbs with a field of vision and color acuity that exceeds our own. And then wings appear as if by magic. This indescribably complex reproductive system, wholly absent in the caterpillar, emerges mysteriously. It's unthinkable, it's unbelievable, and yet it's true. It points to our Creator. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When we get back, we're going to talk about some incredible things, including migration and a Methuselah gene.
The book of Revelation is one of the hardest books in the Bible to understand, unless you hold the key to its hope and inspiration. Let Hank unlock Revelation for you through his gripping new fiction work, The Last Temple, the long-anticipated completion of his Last Disciple trilogy. It's our gift when you support the broadcast with a gift today. For your gift of $100 or more, you can receive the whole trilogy. Your gift makes more broadcasts like this possible, so please call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org to give today. We'll return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast right after this. Butterflies are one of God's most amazing creations. Their wonder and mystery has captivated children and scientists alike. With their superbly engineered bodies, compound eyes made of thousands of individual lenses, wings covered with microscopic solar panels, as well as a navigational system, how could these extraordinary creatures come into being by blind, undirected processes? Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies, an exciting documentary DVD from Illustra Media, explores their world like never before. Metamorphosis combines spectacular photography with advanced computer animation to not only give you insights into the wonders of nature, but see it filled with purpose that can only come from an intelligent designer. Order Metamorphosis on DVD by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless processes, or created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work, and even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. That's why we want to send you a copy of Hank's Creation Answer Book in appreciation for your gift of ministry support today. The Creation Answer Book puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Your gift is important, supporting more of the broadcast and resources that have changed your life. So please give today by calling 888-7000-CRI or visiting equip.org. That's equip.org. And let us rush you your copy of the Creation Answer Book. Thank you for your partnership. The first century AD, a time of tribulation and terror as the Roman Empire descended on Jerusalem, and the prophecies of Jesus and the book of Revelation came shockingly true before believers' very eyes. Now, this period of persecution, prophecy, and perseverance comes to life for you in a new work of fiction, The Last Temple. The long-anticipated completion of The Last Disciple trilogy by Hank Hanegraaff and Sigmund Brauer. You'll understand why Revelation's apocalyptic language was perfectly appropriate for these horrifying days and gain new courage to live out your faith in our own troubled times. The Last Temple is our thank you for your gift today. For your gift of $100 or more, we'll send you the whole Last Disciple trilogy. So please partner with us today by calling 888-7000-CRI or visiting equip.org. listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. Behind every broadcast and CRI resource, behind all the evidence and closely reasoned logical arguments, lies the goal of bringing more people into a life-transforming relationship with Christ. When we equip our brothers and sisters to defend their faith boldly and lovingly, when we shatter the preconceptions of believers, we're advancing His kingdom. But we can only continue to do this through your support. So please, partner with us today through your gift to help create more compelling broadcasts and resources. And when you do, be sure to request your copy of Illustra Media's Metamorphosis on DVD. To order, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go online to equip.org. Once again, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
The Republican debate, John Huntsman claimed that the Republican Party was in danger of becoming anti-science. And he said that to call into question the science of evolution is tantamount to running away from science. And he said we just can't run away from science. And yet think about the science of evolution, if indeed it is a science. Evolution says nothing creates everything, that life comes from non-life, and that the life that came from non-life produced morals. All living things, including butterflies, descended with modification from common ancestry by means of natural selection operating on random variations. And yet, it's increasingly obvious that natural selection cannot produce the kind of macro changes required by the theory of evolution. And nowhere is that more obvious than with butterflies. My guest, Dr. Paul Nelson, talked in the first segment about having a brush with a monarch. And as it fluttered by, he recognized that this butterfly might well be part of a Methuselah generation, a particular generation of butterflies that is distinct and has a distinct purpose. And I want you to further expand on the Methuselah generation, because butterflies live a relatively short period of time, except for this generation, which lives approximately 9 times as long.
Yes, it's amazing. Most butterflies that are, we're talking now just about monarchs, that one would see, let's say, in your backyard during the month of May or June, they live about 4 to 5 weeks, and then they die, and they, you know, lay eggs, and that gives rise to the next generation. But the generation that's born in North America in August and September is very different. It responds to environmental cues, such as the changing day lengths, the shortening period of daylight, fluctuating temperature, actually the aging of milkweed, the plant that it feeds on as a caterpillar. It responds to a variety of cues and changes, in fact, its entire physiology, its reproductive behavior, and a number of other things, and upregulates a suite of genes. So there are dozens of them, actually, that are involved, that will enable it to migrate an astonishing distance. We're talking thousands, literally thousands of miles. So one person has estimated that if you flew, you know, 60 miles a day, it would take you 2 months to get to Mexico, roughly. Well, that's what these monarchs are going to do. And they change their behavior such that they will not mate or show any interest in the other sex of monarch butterflies until the next spring. But that's not all they do. They have a sun compass that is adjusted on a daily basis by an internal clock that they possess. Think about it this way. Anyone who went through Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, for that matter, and learned some map reading and orientation skills was taught that if you're lost at night, you need to find Polaris, the North Star. And the reason that you find Polaris is it doesn't move very much. It moves just a little, but not very much during the course of the night. If you orient yourself using any other star, that star is going to be constantly moving, and you may end up walking in a circle. So you find Polaris and use that to orient yourself. Well, if you think about the Monarch, it's orienting itself with a sun compass, but the sun is moving the whole time. It rises in the east, up in the sky, southern sky, and then sets to the west. Unless the Monarch has some kind of internal clock that will compensate for that, it's not going to fly in the right direction. So it turns out that Monarchs have an internal, it's called time-compensated sun compass, that throughout the day is constantly adjusting their direction so that as the sun is moving, they're still flying the right direction, namely southwest, towards the mountains outside Mexico City. Hank, I'm telling you, the more I study this compass, and this is something that I didn't know about 18 months ago, because I was brought into the project as someone who worked on and thought about evolution and development. But the more I study this system, all by itself, it's an amazing GPS unit. And as I said last time, I would defy any listener to get himself from his home, let's say in suburban New York or suburban New Jersey, to Mexico City without using a map. Just start walking. Good luck.
And this is, you said something you didn't know a lot about 18 months ago, but this is something that is fairly recent in terms of discovery, the whole migration process, all that goes on with these monarchs wasn't really understood maybe even 40, 50 years ago.
It was a complete mystery. All the biologists knew is that monarchs disappeared in the winter. They're not able to survive freezing temperatures, but they would be back in the spring, and nobody knew. And a biologist named Fred Urquhart and his wife were determined to crack the mystery. And what they did is they tagged, using a little paper tag like you'd see on a can in a grocery store, a little price tag, they tagged thousands and thousands of monarchs, and they actually had hundreds of people who volunteered to help them. And then painstakingly traced the route, and it wasn't until the mid-1970s that the overwintering site in the mountains outside Mexico City was discovered. So this was a complete mystery. Really, I was a high school student before this mystery was cracked. And when you read the descriptions of the discovery of this location, they have almost religious awe, because people walked into these forests of what are called Oyamel firs, where the monarchs spend the winter. And here were literally hundreds of millions of monarchs clinging to these trees. And in the spring, when it begins to warm there and they begin to fly, that's an experience that I hope to have actually next year. I've never been to the site myself, but people who have been there have said it just takes your breath away. This blizzard of orange, black, and white as millions of monarchs are activating their behavior to get back up to North America. So you're right. It was a recently cracked mystery.
We're talking to Dr. Paul Nelson about metamorphosis, the beauty and design of butterflies. Of course, throughout history, butterflies have fascinated all of us, from artists and philosophers to science teachers and even their students, with this profound mystery and beauty inherent in this little creature. And yet in metamorphosis, what happens is this mystery is opened, it is unlocked, we see it with blinding beauty and intellectual comprehension, and we are fascinated, but in the process, we come to know that we too are going to experience metamorphosis, that there's a correlation between what happens to a butterfly and what happens to human beings one day when we will be resurrected immortal, imperishable, incorruptible, when we will be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. If you do not have metamorphosis, you need to pick up the phone and order immediately. You can do that by talking to our resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letters CRI. You can also order online in a safe, secure fashion for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute at equip.org, or simply write me, Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Dr. Nelson, you said something about the monarch butterfly and its migration to Mexico, but it comes back as well, and that coincides with milkweed as it comes into fruition in Texas.
That's right. The generation that overwinters in the mountains, in these firs, then in the spring in Mexico will begin moving north, but they can only do so when milkweed begins to grow in southern Texas, and then as you know, warm temperatures come back to North America, there's a wave of milkweed that begins to grow heading north right on up until, you know, Ontario. So you'll have monarch populations in southern Canada. And they track the milkweed as it begins to grow and heads north, because that's the only food that the caterpillars can eat. Many butterfly species, not just monarchs, but many butterfly species have a particular host plant that they have to find for their caterpillars. When I was in Florida last year filming in Fort Lauderdale, in a butterfly enclosure, they had Australian bird wings. These are big. One flew near my face, and it was like being fanned by a big paper fan. There's this wave of air hit my face as this large female flew by. One day, while we were filming, we wanted to get these bird wings laying eggs, so the staff brought into the enclosure the particular plant from Australia that's the host plant for these females. They set down the pot with this plant in it, and all of a sudden, from all around us, these females come swarming in, landing on this plant. They've been looking for it. They recognize its shape of the leaves, and it has a taste that they, when they scratch with their legs, they can detect. And it was, like catnip to a cat. Here's this plant, and boom, these bird wings come zooming from all over this very large enclosure right down on this plant, as if to say, yep, that's the one. That's where I can lay my eggs, which they then proceeded to do. So the specificity is remarkable. The species requirement for a particular kind of host plant is remarkable. And I have to tell you, many farmers regard milkweed as a noxious, annoying pest in their field. You know, it's a weed they don't want around. But when you see milkweed, recognize that's an essential plant for a very beautiful creature, and maybe it wouldn't be such a bad thing to have a patch of milkweed somewhere in your yard. I'm very, very tempted to plant some next year in our garden in the back.
Dr. Paul Nelson, and of course we're talking about Metamorphosis, the Beauty and Design of Butterflies. It's produced by Illustria Media. And I've mentioned this on the broadcast many times. I am enamored by their work. I still remember watching The Privileged Planet for the first time. And by the way, that's carried as well at equip.org. You can order it through our ministry, the Christian Research Institute. But it's an example of extraordinary work by extraordinary people who are seeking to make a difference while there is yet time. We live in an epoch of time in which it is simply politically incorrect to say that evolution is a fairy tale for adults, but yet through their work, they've demonstrated that to explain the world in which we live through purely natural processes simply does not fly in an age of scientific enlightenment. Metamorphosis, the Beauty and Design of Butterflies, it's a must. It is available through the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. When I come back with Dr. Paul Nelson, we're going to talk about intelligent design. And we're going to talk about this whole notion of undirected processes. Can they explain the mystery and marvel of butterflies? Be right back.
A dangerous mission, a desperate conspiracy. For one legendary warrior, the prophecies in the book of Revelation are about to come terrifyingly true. Hank's new fiction book, The Last Temple, completes his exciting Last Disciple trilogy about Revelation. And it's our gift to you in appreciation for your ministry support this month. In fact, for your gift of $100 or more, you can request the whole thrilling trilogy. To give, go online now to equip.org or call 888-7000-CRI. Thank you. Stay with us. Hank Hanegraaff will be back with more right after this.
Yeah.
Butterflies are one of God's most amazing creations. Their wonder and mystery has captivated children and scientists alike. With their superbly engineered bodies, compound eyes made of thousands of individual lenses, wings covered with microscopic solar panels, as well as a navigational system, how could these extraordinary creatures come into being by blind, undirected processes? Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies, an exciting documentary DVD from Illustra Media, explores their world like never before. Metamorphosis combines spectacular photography with advanced computer animation to not only give you insights into the wonders of nature, but see it filled with purpose that can only come from an intelligent designer. Order Metamorphosis on DVD by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
It's the first century, and the young Christian church is facing numerous obstacles, but it's determined to not only survive, but thrive. The Last Sacrifice, the second in the Last Disciple series by Hank Hanegraaff and Sigmund Brouwer. As you read The Last Sacrifice, you'll be transported back in time when the ink was still fresh on the pages of Scripture. You'll feel the tension as the early church struggles to follow Christ and share the gospel, despite terrible persecution. You'll take a front row seat in the arena as Christians face death with courage. And you'll be encouraged as John's words from Revelation give hope to the hopeless and life to those fleeing certain death. It will give you a clearer understanding of Bible prophecy as you experience history through the eyes of those who lived it. The Last Sacrifice by Hank Hanegraaff and Sigmund Brouwer. Secure your copy now. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go to equip.org.
Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless processes, or created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work, and even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. That's why we want to send you a copy of Hank's Creation Answer Book in appreciation for your gift of ministry support today. The Creation Answer Book puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Your gift is important, supporting more of the broadcast and resources that have changed your life. So please give today by calling 888-7000-CRI or visiting equip.org. That's equip.org. And let us rush you your copy of the Creation Answer Book. Thank you for your partnership. Throughout history, butterflies have fascinated artists and philosophers, scientists and school children with their profound beauty. In Metamorphosis, a spectacular documentary film from Illustra Media, you'll explore the mystery and magic of intelligently designed butterflies like never before. Through stunning photography, computer animation, and magnetic resonance imaging, Metamorphosis opens once-hidden doors into every stage of a butterfly's life cycle. Filmed in the lush rainforests of Ecuador and Mexico's transvolcanic mountains, Metamorphosis is an unforgettable journey filled with the joys of discovery. For your gift to the Christian Research Institute, we'd like to send you Metamorphosis on DVD. Simply call 888-7000-CRI or go to equip.org. Once again, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and we've reserved the broadcast today to talk about Metamorphosis, the Beauty and Design of Butterflies. How did these extraordinary creatures come into being, and could they possibly be products of a blind, undirected process? Or were they designed with a purpose, designed by an intelligence, designed, in other words, by God? My guest, Dr. Paul Nelson, as mentioned previously, is a fellow of the Discovery Institute. He's an adjunct professor in the MA program in Science and Religion at Biola University, and we really appreciate your work, particularly in Metamorphosis. I know it was a joy for you to be involved in this project.
Oh, I loved it. I went along to Florida for a week during the filming in Butterfly Centers there. And every morning we'd get up and say, what are we going to see today? And I never tired of it. The majesty of these creatures is new and fresh every morning. So, yeah, it's been a tremendous ride and a lot of fun to make this film.
Okay, the obvious question, can any of this, we're talking about metamorphosis and the Methuselah generation and the migration to Mexico, can any of that be explained by an undirected process such as Darwinian natural selection?
I would say the evidence is clearly no. And there's a simple reason for that. When you look at the processes of development, we'll leave migration aside for the moment and talk just about development. Going from a fertilized egg to an adult flying creature, at every step of the way, those processes of development, of building a flying insect out of a caterpillar, creatures with very, very different body plans, seems to require foresight. It seems to require planning. In fact, I would say it does require foresight and planning. When the caterpillar, and after its last molt, enters the chrysalis, it's going to disappear. Its tissues will be largely, not completely, but largely dissolved away. That could never happen unless whatever caused that chrysalis to form originally knew what was going to happen on the other side of that event. Last time I compared this to Houdini being lowered into a box of water. But really, any number of metaphors would work. Climbing out, sort of onto the edge of a cliff where you've got to get across to the other side, and you've got to do so without falling into the chasm, you're going to need a reliable plan, a reliable bridge, some way to get you across that space. Well, every time a butterfly undergoes metamorphosis, that requirement for foresight and planning manifests itself. Now, universally in our human experience, the only kind of cause that can do that is an intelligence. Because intelligence, uniquely of all the range of causes in this universe, has the ability to visualize the future, to see what's required by a series of events, a distant target, and to bring together what's needed to make that a reality. And I would present the very same argument, in fact, I expect to over the next couple of months, to biological audiences, where the evolutionary biologists in the audience know full well natural selection has no foresight. By nature, it's blind and undirected. So, Darwin famously in The Origin said, if you could demonstrate to me any complex system that could not have formed by numerous small steps, my theory would break down. This is a case where 150 years later, the theory has broken down, and it's time for science to shake itself free from a 19th century ill-considered marriage to naturalism and materialism, to shake itself free from that and say the evidence in front of us requires a better, richer, more powerful explanatory toolkit which includes intelligent design. That's fully rational. That's what the evidence indicates.
I mentioned this earlier on in the broadcast, but John Huntsman, and this is not a political statement in any sense, but he claimed that the Republican Party was in danger of becoming anti-science, and he basically said we can't run away from the science of evolution, and yet there is an increasingly large number of evolutionists who recognize the obvious reality that natural selection cannot produce the macro changes required by the theory of evolution.
That's right. And here's an important point about what Huntsman said. His definition of science identifies science with materialism. But that's a mistake. That view of science would not have been recognized by Isaac Newton or Galileo or Kepler or even Darwin himself as a young man. Science, by that I mean rational explanation, is not restricted only to material causes. Every time John Huntsman answers an email or a text on his phone, he assumes that at the other end of that pattern is an intelligence like his. If he had to explain everything in terms of strictly physics, he could not get through his day. So a rational, open-ended approach to nature says, is there evidence here that requires explanation in terms of intelligence or mind? If so, let's follow that. And I'm glad you mentioned this growing number of evolutionists who have doubts about natural selection. In fact, as I'll be pointing out in lectures this fall, it's really kind of a trade secret of evolutionary theory that almost nothing has been explained in terms of natural selection as the theory has been formulated. Really, the list of systems that have some reasonable explanation in terms of natural selection is very short, and most of them are quite minor, things that no one would ever really care to doubt. So I think Richard Dawkins does a great disservice to his reading public when he tells them that natural selection has this tremendous explanatory power when really it's completely bust. And that story is beginning to leak out of professional journals into the wider public. So while I respect Mr. Huntsman, I think he's dead wrong on this point.
You've touched on this already, but I want you to expand on this moniker, methodological naturalism, which says that science is restricted to natural causes only. The moniker itself is something that's blinded many people.
Yes, and unfortunately, I think in Christian circles, a number of very influential scientists, such as Francis Collins, hold this view. And in one sense, you can kind of see what they're trying to do. They want to keep ghosts and goblins and untestable things out of science, and that's admirable and I think healthy. The problem is, we do not, in fact, explain anything strictly in terms of natural causes in our daily life. You know, here's a scenario I've often described. You go to a movie with a friend, you come out, your driver's side window is broken, you look inside, and your GPS unit, this actually happened to me last year, and your camera are gone, but the McDonald's bag and the tattered road atlas are still there. From that pattern, you, as a rational being, whatever your religious views, are going to infer a particular kind of cause, namely intelligence. You're not going to sit down on the curb and start running through all the possible natural causes that will get only the valuable objects out of your car. So in our daily life, human beings all over the world normally explain by reference to intelligence, because intelligence can bring about effects that no other cause can accomplish. So when we come to science, we need that same freedom when confronted with evidence like the digital code in DNA or the remarkable transformation of a butterfly, or really, I would say, anything at all in biology. We need the freedom to say the evidence in front of us calls for an intelligent cause, natural causes are insufficient, and that's the rational thing to do. Hank, I would say that human beings are built to detect design. We have, if you will, design detecting apparatus built into us, and we need the freedom in science to use that, because I think it's going to lead to great discoveries that you could never have in a strictly naturalistic framework. So methodological naturalism is just a dumb rule. It's a rule that we're better off without, and frankly, it's a rule that Darwin himself was not bound by as a young man. When he set sail on the Beagle, Darwin was a creationist, and evolutionary theory itself came out of a background where methodological naturalism was not the only way to do science. So I say, when you've got a rule that's holding you back and it doesn't work, that's a rule that belongs in the rubbish bin.
As we close the broadcast today, emphasize that this is not a strictly academic debate. Ideas have consequences, metamorphoses, and its implications are dramatic for human beings actually watching it with their eyes.
That's right. You know, in a lecture last year in Texas, I pointed out that Bertrand Russell was asked near the end of his life what he would say to God if Russell discovered after his death that God actually existed. And I won't try to do Russell's English accent, but what he said was, not enough evidence, not enough evidence. Well, I'm sorry, Bertrand Russell was a brilliant philosopher, but he's not going to get away with that. What God will say to him, I think, is what I say to students on occasion when I discover that they're surfing the web instead of listening to the lecture. I'll say, you're not paying attention. My own conviction, based on Romans 1, Psalm 19, and other scriptures, is that there is a signal in nature that is unmistakable. And you have to actively suppress what was built into you as a human being, namely your ability to detect and understand that signal. You have to crush it beneath a PhD and postdoctoral education, because normally when human beings see certain kinds of patterns, they infer intelligence. It's rational. It's supported by evidence. It can be tested. This is not anything spooky or mysterious, and it is something that's built into us, I think, in part as spiritual creatures. We are meant to know our Creator. We are meant to know the signal that He put there in nature for us. So, no, it's not a strictly academic discussion. It really goes to the things that are deepest in human beings. Where did we come from? Why are we here? What is our purpose? What is the meaning of everything that we see? And these questions go deep into human history. You find them in the ancient Greeks. You find hundreds of years before there were any Christians on the scene, Greek philosophers arguing, is there design in nature or is it all strictly natural and material?
Dr. Paul Nelson, and again, thank you so much for your contribution to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, particularly through your wisdom on this broadcast.
Thank you, Hank, and I'll come back anytime to talk with you.
God bless you, my friend. And as Dr. Nelson alluded to, Paul made clear that since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. And metamorphosis is one of those clearly seen qualities where we recognize intuitively the existence of a divine creator, our accountability to Him, and the fact that we were created for eternity. Metamorphosis, the beauty and design of butterflies, available right now for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. You can order online in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. When you pick up the telephone and talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000-CRI. We're out of time. Look forward to seeing you right back here next time with more of the show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We'd like to thank Dr. Paul Nelson for joining us today. If you appreciate the equipping answers and resources you receive from the Christian Research Institute, will you please stand with us in prayer and consider giving a donation to the ministry? As our way of saying thank you, we'll send you Metamorphosis, the Beauty and Design of Butterflies. To donate by phone, call 888-7000-CRI or by mail, P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Of course, the easiest way to give is by going to our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. Butterflies are one of God's most amazing creations. Their wonder and mystery has captivated children and scientists alike. With their superbly engineered bodies, compound eyes made of thousands of individual lenses, wings covered with microscopic solar panels, as well as a navigational system, how could these extraordinary creatures come into being by blind, undirected processes? Metamorphosis, the Beauty and Design of Butterflies, an exciting documentary DVD from Illustra Media, explores their world like never before. Metamorphosis combines spectacular photography with advanced computer animation to not only give you insights into the wonders of nature, but see it filled with purpose that can only come from an intelligent designer. Order Metamorphosis on DVD by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The first century AD. A time of tribulation and terror as the Roman Empire descended on Jerusalem and the prophecies of Jesus and the book of Revelation came shockingly true before believers' very eyes. Now, this period of persecution, prophecy, and perseverance comes to life for you in a new work of fiction, The Last Temple, the long-anticipated completion of The Last Disciple trilogy by Hank Hanegraaff and Sigmund Brauer. You'll understand why Revelation's apocalyptic language was perfectly appropriate for these horrifying days and gain new courage to live out your faith in our own troubled times. The Last Temple is our thank you for your gift today. For your gift of $100 or more, we'll send you the whole Last Disciple trilogy. So please partner with us today by calling 888-7000-CRI or visiting equip.org.